Someone asked me the correct way to burn challah when women make dough and 5 pounds of flour to make challah for Shabbos, and they're mafresh challah, so one has to burn the challah. They wanted to know what the exact procedure is of burning it. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Chelek Yerdeya Simen Shin Chav Beis Sivdalid that since now all Kohanim are Tamei Meis, they're not allowed to eat challah, and therefore we burn it. Then he writes in Sif Hey, that's all true when it comes to Chalas Eretz Yisrael, where the requirement to separate Chala is Deraisa. When it comes to Chalas Chutlart, which is only a Dirabanan obligation, so the lach is that only a Kohen who is Tumma Yotze Megufo can eat it, as opposed to one who's Tamei Meis is allowed to eat it. Tumma Yotze Megufo is something that leaves the body, like Shicha Zera, a carrier Zav, it leaves the body, only that type of Tumah will render him not able to eat the Challah. But Tumah that's not Yotz Meguvo, that doesn't come from his body, but comes from somewhere external, like Tumas Mace, by coming into contact with a mace, that will not render him Tumah for eating Chalas Chutzlarts. So Mechaber Paskins, if a Katan who is not of age being seeing a Baal Keri, or a Gadol who went to the Mikvah is now Tahor, so then one would be allowed to give Challah to a Kohen Bizman Hazeh. Rama argues, Rama says no, that even in a chutzlarts, even if you know that the person is tahor, he doesn't have tumah yotz migufo, still the practice is not to give it to the kohen, because since in Eretz Yisrael they don't give to kohanim, so too in chutzlarts we don't give to kohanim either, and therefore one should burn the challah, even challah's chutzlarts. The Shach says nowadays everyone would agree, even the Mechaber would agree, that you don't give to a Kohen, even in a Chutzart, for a number of reasons he gives, but the most basic one is, since we're not 100% certain who has the proper Yuchas of a Kohen and who does not. So therefore everyone says you shouldn't give, we do not give Challah to Kohanim, rather we burn it. Is there a mitzvah in burning challah? So there's a mitzvah deraisa when it comes to chuma tameya. If one has chuma and the chuma becomes tameh, so a kohen is not allowed to eat chuma that's tameya. So there's a mitzvah asay deraisa to burn the chuma tameya. So too, the Rambam learned based on the Gemara and Shabbos, when challah becomes tameh, there's a mitzvah deraisa of burning challah tameya as well. So how does challah become tameh? There's a klal that food can only become tameh if before the person who touches it is tameh, the food has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. For example, water. Water or honey or oil. If it has any of those in it, so now the dough is susceptible to tumah. And then if a lady goes ahead, the lady herself is tameh, and starts kneading it, so now she touched a wet dough, even though the dough might not be wet anymore, it could be dry. But since it came into contact with water or oil or honey, so now she's tameh, she makes the challah tameh. So now the challah is tameya. So since challah is tameya, bezman hazeh, in almost all circumstances, there's a mitzvah asay deraisa to burn the challah. If a person, a lady, is making challah without any water or oil or honey, she's using only eggs, so then actually it would not be tameh. It's still tahor. And then you can't burn challah. You're not allowed to burn something that's tahor. So if a person, I don't know if the recipes are like that, if it doesn't have any water or oil, so then when you separate challah, you are not allowed to burn it, you would have to actually bury it. But I'm assuming we're talking about where people are using water and oil in their challah, so now when the lady touched it, the challah is rendered tameh. So now there is a mitzvah asay to burn the challah. Now in chutzlarts, where the requirement of challah in the first place is only a rabbinic requirement, so therefore the burning of it would only be a rabbinic fulfillment, but still there is a mitzvah to burn chalas chutzlarts as well. Now, again, I don't think anyone would ever do this, but now that we've established there's a mitzvah, a person shouldn't pour kerosene over it to help it burn better, or something else that would render it inedible, because if you render it inedible and then you burn afterwards, the burning isn't accomplishing a mitzvah. You're supposed to burn something that is roi l'achila, but if you make it something that's inedible, then it's no longer worthy of being burned. Fine, I'm assuming most people are not doing this. Now let's say in some extreme circumstance, a person does not have the ability to burn the challah for some reason, so then the Chazon Ish paskins, and this is found in Maisos, Maseches Maisos, Simen Zayin, Sif, Katan, Yud Gimel, that they could accomplish it by getting rid of the dough, the challah, putting it in a bag and burying it. You don't get the mitzvah of burning it, but at least you've disposed of it in a proper way, so no one eats from this challah. So again, if you can't burn it, you put it in a bag and throw it out. When should you burn it? So the Mate Ephraim writes in Simin Tafresh Chafei Sifches and Elf Lamate Sifkaton Yudalf that it should be burned right away simply for the reason of avoiding anything bad from happening. It lest someone eat it, lest it get mixed with something else. When you have separate challah, you should burn it immediately. How does one burn it? The Rama writes in Simin Shin Chaf Beis in Sifhei, the practice is that it should be burnt in a separate fire than the one is burning the challah in. And since a yid's not allowed to get benefit from it, so if you fuel the fire with the challah and you're at the same time baking challah in that same oven, so then you're getting hana from the challah. So you said the practice is to first burn it in the oven, and then after you've burnt it, so then you're allowed to bake it in the oven. So the Achorim asks, wait a second, if I'm burning the challah in my oven, and the challah is also for me to eat, so isn't that now making my oven completely treif? So the Achorim point out, this is found in Challah Kilchasa, Perek Tezayin in the Ha'ara, Kuf Chavzayin, he explains that their ovens were so large that every time they would use it, it would accomplish a libun, it would get to 500, 600 degrees, whatever the heat would be. So even though challah is being burnt in it, it's going to be libun and kashered immediately. But our ovens do not get so hot typically, and therefore one should not burn the challah directly in the oven because it's going to make it treif. So then how does one burn it? How do you accomplish burning the challah properly? So the post can point out, if you wrap it in aluminum foil very, very well, so this way the challah won't be touching the racks or anything else, or any of the recha, the smell going out. So therefore, if it's wrapped well, it will not render anything treif and aser, and that's the best way, wrapping it in the aluminum foil and placing it in the oven. Now, the Challah Kilchasa points out it should not be placed on the same rack as the other challahs. Why? What's the reason? If it's completely wrapped. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is in Simon Sadi Beis, Yerdet, Sadi Beis Sifches, if you have two pots touching each other, one has meat, one has milk, so the taste doesn't transfer through pots. It can't happen if two pots are touching, even though there's boiling meatball on the other one and boiling macaroni and cheese in the other, the outside parts of the meats are touching, doesn't accomplish. There's no iser involved in that. But the Ramah still has a chumrah, still nonetheless, the Ramah paskins, one should avoid this. So based on this idea, in the Sefer Challah Kilchasa, you shouldn't place them on the same rack. That's what he thinks is having two pots that are aser touching each other. So you can have them on different racks, or he suggests placing them on the bottom of the oven. Now, the truth is, placing them on the bottom of the oven really accomplishes it best, because Rav Simcha Bonham Cohen says that how badly does challah have to be burnt, how you burn it for a few seconds, a few minutes. So he said he heard that it's supposed to be burned to the point where it's inedible. Now, if you place challah on the challah that you're burning on the rack, it's going to take a long time for it to get burnt. But if you place it on the bottom of the oven, that's where the fire comes out of. The fire is really on the bottom of the oven. You don't see it. So below that bottom floor of the oven, there's fire. You place it right there in the bottom, it's going to burn very, very quickly. So that's going to also be more efficient in getting it burnt. So aside from it being on the racks, and not being on the same rack as a challah, the bottom of the oven is the best way to do this. Now, what happens if you burn it and it's not wrapped? So then you place the dough right directly on the racks. So the Mishabur Paskins in Simon Tav Kuf Vav in Hilchos Pesach, that area is going to become tameh. The area where it touches on the racks, only that area is going to be tameh. With respect to the rest of the oven, it's not going to be metameh it, because there's a whole discussion, I'm not getting involved with too much now, but whether or not Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa. There's a Gemara in Pesachim argues whether smell, whether aroma of something Isser has the ability to spread the Isser throughout, or it doesn't have the ability. So there's a discussion, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. The Maisa we say, L'chachila, one should avoid Recha, but that's only true if it's something that's fatty or oily, where it can really create scent. Something that's dry like challah, so it doesn't create any Recha, doesn't create any aroma, so therefore it only asers the area where it touches, but doesn't aser the rest of the oven. Someone asked me recently, that what happens, they typically burn their challah in the oven at the same time as they're making their challahs for Shabbos, and they use aluminum foil, but they leave it open. They leave the aluminum foil, the challah, the part above open. So it's just the bottom is wrapped in aluminum foil, but the top is exposed. So based on the Mishnah Berurah, everything's fine. It won't aser the racks. It won't create treif from the racks because there's aluminum foil separating between the challah and the racks. And regards to being open on the top, the fact that there's smell, the recha we said just above, it doesn't create any iser to the recha when it comes to something like dough. Now moving forward, l'chachila, one should entirely wrap it anyways, but b'dyevin, nothing has become treif. Another suggestion is what my wife does, and many others do this as well, to burn the challah on the top, on the stovetop, outside the oven, on the stovetop, on top of the fire, the burners there. But there as well, one should also wrap it in aluminum foil. Firstly, you don't want the dough getting all over the racks and the ashes. But secondly, because it's going to trafe up the burners. Now, the whole discussion whether the burners are trafe or not trafe, you could use the same ones for milk or meat. That's a whole other discussion as well. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Arman, Hilchos Pesach. But again, the best thing is to put the dough on top of aluminum foil and then on the burner on the stovetop. Are you allowed to burn the challah in the oven at the same time where you're baking challahs for Shabbos? And the answer is you're allowed to, as long as the challah that you're burning is completely wrapped, so then you're allowed to, lichadchila, put them in the oven at the very same time.